There's no going back for an estimated 2,700 evacuees who have lost access to their homes since the eruption began in early May.
Most recovery plans are based on the assumption that there is a rebuilding. You know, like if there's a hurricane, you go in, you rebuild, you restore infrastructure, you rebuild damaged buildings. You know, but in this case, there's nothing much to rebuild.
Kimo Alameda works for the Hawaii County Office of Aging. He helps lead a coalition of service providers, both public and private sector, in the disaster recovery effort.
So the notion of relocation is something that we got to kind of create.
And every idea is on the table. A handwritten flyer posted at the Pahoa shelter reads, "Free transportation to mainland available for you if you want to connect with family there. Contact Child and Family Services."
My name is Karen Tan, and I'm the president and CEO of Child and Family Service.
The organization is offering evacuees free one-way tickets to the neighbor islands and beyond.
We try to, you know, identify those families that have the greatest need to relocate. Perhaps they don't have any connections on the Big Island, maybe no other family that they can live with, maybe no other options.
The relocation opportunity is available to Hawaii residents who have lost their homes or access to their homes and have someone at the final destination who will vouch for them.
So we have had five families that we have actually helped to relocate to the mainland, and then we have six more that we're in the process of helping. So not a lot, because not a lot of families actually want to leave completely from the state.
For those who do want to stay, State Senator Russell Ruderman has a proposal. The Puna legislator is eyeing a 5,000-acre parcel of state land near Pahoa for a potential land swap.
How it would work is we would take advantage of an existing state law that allows the state to provide land for people who've lost their land in a disaster.
Ruderman, who represents the Puna District and parts of Kau, says this relocation mechanism is nothing new. It was implemented after the 1960 tsunami in Hilo and a couple of times since on Oahu.
The idea would be you'd give up either your lot in the lava inundation area or you'd give up development rights to it in exchange for this newly developed lot.
The proposed land includes access to water and electricity and is outside of lava zones 1 and 2.
If we can relocate people like this, we can keep people together as a community in a way that would be an example to the world of this is what you do in the face of a disaster. You take care of people with compassion.
For HPR News, I am Kuvehi Hiraishi.